Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I had gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
Hi, I'm Kristen Bell. And if you know my husband, Dax, then you also know he loves shopping for a car. Selling a car? Not so much.
We're really doing this, huh?
Thankfully, Carvana makes it easy. Answer a few questions, put in your VIN or license, and done. We sold ours in minutes this morning, and they'll come pick it up and pay us this afternoon.
Goodbye, Truckee.
Of course, we kept the favorite.
Hello, other Truckee.
Sell your car with Carvana today. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello everyone, welcome back to Chibi and Chill, the anime podcast. I'm your host Ryan, and last week's episode was all about anime that you can finish in one day, some in just 4 hours, and that list ended up being my watch list for the following week since the episode. One anime in particular had me absolutely in a chokehold, and I could not stop watching it or thinking about it when I wasn't. So that anime was My Dress Up Darling, and if you've watched these episodes before, if you've watched some of my videos before, you'll know that actually I don't actually dive into romance anime. It's not usually my kind of thing, but yet again, which seems to be a theme for this podcast and these videos, is I've been proven wrong yet again. My Dress Up Darling had me an absolute chokehold for the entire week. So in this episode, I'm going to dive through a review of My Dress Up Darling, anime that you can watch that are similar to My Dress Up Darling, and what can we expect from season 2 whenever that actually arrives for us, because I need season 2 as soon as Cloverworks can get it to us. So if you haven't already, before we dive into today's episode, be sure to like, subscribe so you don't miss new weekly episodes just like this one, filled with merch, anime recommendations for you to check out, and more. So, My Dress Up Darling, I could not stop watching My Dress Up Darling. I watched the first episode before recording last week's episode to make sure it was kind of what I wanted to kind of go down. And I know when I recorded the episode that it was a beloved anime. People love that one, and it's got such a cult following. With it being an anime that you can finish in a day or 4 hours, with it just being 12 episodes, I needed to kind of actually give it a proper go and dive into a romance anime for the first time in a very, very long time. I haven't dived into a romance anime. In fact, I can't even remember the name of the last romance anime that I even watched. So this could have actually been my first one that I've actually dived into. Potentially, this could have been my very first one. And it was gentle, but it was awesome. Super cozy, so it was great to add into this kind of season, this kind of romantic, kind of fall, nearly winter, more or less winter because it is freezing here in the UK, winter kind of vibe, and it hit all the feels in the right places. It was perfect. If you're not familiar with My Dress Up Darling, it's all about Marin and Gojo, who live fairly different lives at school until they kind of reveal or discover each other's like hidden hobbies or hidden lives, I guess. Marin loves cosplay and she sucks at sewing, so she can't make costumes to save her life. But Gojo is obsessed with kind of making Hing dolls, which are, I'm sure that's what they're called, little dolls, like traditional Japanese dolls. But he's a great sewer and he helps Marin kind of fulfill these cosplay dreams, and a romance quickly blossoms. It is a little bit spicy, it's a little bit cheeky, but that is part of the love for this series. It's all about, it kind of embodies that super awkward teenage vibe that we all have when we're growing up, that kind of tension between people, the kind of awkwardness, the shyness, this scaredness of what's going to happen around us and scaredness of what's happening to our own bodies as well, essentially. But it was an awesome anime. 12 episodes, so you could watch that one in 4 hours. But if you want more anime like that, check out last week's episode. But thinking about My Dress Up Darling, it left us on such a cliffhanger, and season 2 was announced in September 2022, so 2 years ago, and we still not got no information on the new season. So we are bone dry on information, guys. But season 1 adapted the first 5 volumes of the manga, and they kind of paused, not thinking that it would have the reception that it got in the end, and not thinking it'd be as popular as it actually ended up being. So they've kind of continued with the manga, obviously. They've kind of got that running through, but now it's at 12 plus volumes and we're still no closer to knowing anything about season 2 for the anime. If you're like me, I'm really only an anime only watcher. I don't really read manga. I used to. I don't really anymore. I don't really have the time anymore, if I'm absolutely honest. But I love watching an anime, obviously. But at the time, there wasn't enough manga to kind of carry on the season 2 straight away. So they kind of had a little patch, I believe, where they didn't actually carry it on until they realised how popular this anime actually was and how hard it hit. So now there are 12 volumes plus, and season 2 has been announced, but we've not had any information. But it's by Cloverworks, and Cloverworks are one of the biggest studios at the minute. They've worked on Spy Family, Fairy Tail, Windbreaker, The Promised Neverland, Butcher the Rock, and more. They've got a whole host of anime in their portfolio, with some of them being really, really huge names. And apparently when they were kind of working on season 2 or working on that kind of next step for My Dress Up Darling, apparently it wasn't quite so high up on their list because they had higher, more important projects than this one. And I think that would have been Spy Family at the time, and if not, still is. But this one is giving us a lot of speculation. The anime ended on manga chapter 40 and a huge cliffbreaker, and if I'm honest, I could not stop smiling from ear to ear on that last scene. It was everything we needed, everything we wanted. Bar one bit, I need to know if Gojo heard Marin. Did he hear her or not? We need to know. And I'm literally itching for a season 2. But it's rumoured that the show will focus on Marin's cosplaying a little bit more and introduce other interesting characters to the mix as well. So it's those kind of aspects the manga will kind of take a turn into. I've not read the manga, so do let me know if this kind of thing is happening. How is it going? Don't give me any spoilers though. But it will definitely make the second season a little bit more lively and a little bit more playful, I guess, now that we know that the romance is starting to already kind of blossom. So from some research for season 2 as well, following on from the manga, it says fans are also hopeful that the upcoming season will cover the school festival arc, which sounds really, really cool. Kind of gives me ideas of what Marion will want to dress up as, so that gives me some kind of that kind of vibe if she wants to kind of show the school what she's kind of into, I guess, more. But that'll be a massive shout out to Gojo and his cosplay kind of designs, I guess, and skills and abilities. But there's also, within Slice of Life and this kind of vibe of an anime and manga, there's always a kind of sick or illness kind of arc sometimes, and they're really, really popular, funnily enough. So these ones, there is apparently one in the manga for My Dress Up Darling, so there are some areas where this could make the season 2 a lot different to the first, but in a great way, I guess. But some sick episodes are a shoujo classic, and fans didn't get one in season 1, so the viewers will be over the moon if a sequel adapts the chapters where Gojo takes care of a sick Marin. And that'd be interesting. I wonder how that kind of plays out. There is also some rumours of the anime adapting where we find out the twist around the friend of Gojo's that ended up traumatising him into early adulthood, or early teenhood, I guess, where he was kind of berated or kind of bullied for liking things such as the traditional Japanese dolls and wanting to make them. That'd be really, really interesting. I think I found this one, especially Gojo's story, really kind of hit home a little bit. I was bullied a lot for my interest, especially anime, which has took quite a turn today. But I think Gojo's story really hit home for me personally, because I think I got bullied a lot at school and for a lot of different things, including like an anime or liking more niche stuff. Seeing Gojo go through that kind of similar experience, it really hit home, and that might be why I absolutely loved this anime in the end. This might be why I couldn't stop watching it, but honestly, an awesome anime. But we haven't got a season two. So we haven't got one coming. We haven't got key visuals. We haven't got a lot of stuff. And it's 2 years later. But what anime can we watch that is similar? So I've got three anime that are recommendations for you guys to check out. They won't be exactly the same, not particularly focused on cosplay, that kind of thing, but there'll be a romance and a similar vibe, similar length as well. So let's dive in to three recommendations for you to check out if you absolutely loved My Dress-Up Darling and need some kind of romance anime fix. Are you looking to bring the taste of Japan to your doorstop? Then take a look at Boksu, the ultimate Japanese snack box. Every month, Boksu delivers an amazing selection of authentic Japanese sweets, snacks, and treats handpicked just for you right to your door. From crunchy and sweet treats that tell more of an exciting story, capturing the unique flavours of Japan, perfect for discovering something new or sharing with your friends, having a movie night, or watching your favourite anime. With Boksu, every snack box includes the snacks, but also a booklet to tell you all about the culture, the theme for that month, and more about the snacks themselves, including nutrition info, the background, and how they're made and who they're made by. Are you ready to snack your way through Japan? Sign up today for your first box, A Taste of Japan, at boksu.com, and use the link down below to shop your first box, and let them know that Chibi and Chill, the anime podcast, sent you over. Head over to the link down below in the YouTube video or the podcast description to let them know that Chibi and Chill, the anime podcast, sent you over, and enjoy a taste of Japan every single month with Boksu. Experience Japan through snacks with Boksu. So these anime recommendations aren't in any particular order. They're just ones that I think I'd love to try out now that I've kind of dipped toe into the romance anime genre. So the first one is all about Insomniacs. So it's called Insomniacs After School, and it's all about two characters, Izaki and Ganta, and they discover that they both can't sleep. They're both insomniacs, but they both go to the observatory after school. So you can already kind of build up that kind of gorgeous animation in your head. You can already kind of think about this. It's 13 episodes, so just over 4 hours. So similar to My Dress-Up Darling, which is great. So again, this could have gone on that list of anime you can watch in one day, but this kind of discovery allows them to kind of open up and build new friendships, and eventually a romance starts to blossom. This kind of vibe about insomnia isn't something really that I've seen in anime about before, so I'm kind of interested in that, and I can easily see how this builds into a romance anime, and I'm so excited to see the observatory and see how that changes around them, how they can literally sleep under the stars and just kind of have that cozy, cute, insomnia vibe to it, I guess. Insomnia is not fun, but it looks very sweet in this anime because of how the characters kind of working with it and how they're kind of finding a new friendship because of it, using it as a tool rather than a hindrance, I guess. I'm interested on how they kind of discover it and what they talk about while they can't sleep. I'm interested to see if they discover any more hobbies, interests, if they have anything more in common. And I'm excited to see what their story kind of unfolds. At the minute, I believe this has one season of 13 episodes. And we may be getting a season 2. I'm going to have to check it out. It's new to me. So definitely one that's right at the top of my watch list, I have to say. Even though these aren't in any particular order. One to look out for if you're wanting a similar romance with that kind of otaku weeb nerdy kind of vibe that My Dress-Up Darling had, is Watake Love is Hard for Otaku. So this one again has 11 episodes, so a super short series, so easily done in one day, 4 hours. So definitely check this one out, again along that similar line. So this one online says, while they've known each other for a long time and are both interested in otaku culture, the outgoing Narumi never saw herself dating the socially awkward Hirotaka. However, that changes when Hirotaka randomly asks out Narumi. So this one is all about the kind of nerdiness, and that I assume this one has a lot of the kind of awkwardness that a lot of nerds like me, a lot of weebs and otaku have, because they're kind of a lot more shy about the hobbies, I guess. Unless you make YouTube videos about them like me, I guess. But it's one that I'm super interested in, more than because it's still got that nerdy vibe, which is what I kind of really liked about marrying is really bringing out that super, super nerdy weeby vibe and energy to the anime. She became a firm favourite in the series because of that. So I kind of want one. I want a similar anime to kind of have that vibe as well. This one, though, does have more of a comedy vibe as well as your romance. So I found myself literally laughing at the My Dress Up Darling anime, and that is part of its charm, is it's really, actually really funny at the same time as romantic. So this one has basically everything that My Dress Up Darling has, but in a different kind of vibe. So this one has your nerdiness, it has your romance, it has your comedy, and sounds like it has some of the awkwardness as well. So do check this one out if you're wanting literally everything My Dress Up Darling has, kind of repackaged. The last one on this list is quite different to the first one, but kind of, have you ever heard the idea of people that are mean to you actually fancy you? That kind of vibe, that kind of thing. I don't know what the actual saying is, but that kind of energy. It kind of pulls on that a little bit. So this one is called The Dangers in My Heart. This one is a longer series with 25 episodes. So this one is all about a boy and a girl who have a similar love story, but in a different kind of way. So this one is all about Kayu Teru is an edgy teen, at least within his own mind. He tends to fantasize about killing his classmates, particularly a bubbly and endearing girl named Anna Yamada. In reality, Kayotaro has a crush on Anna and uses these thoughts to distance himself from his own feelings. And I feel like that's a similar teenage experience for a lot of people. A lot of people kind of are scared to kind of not act out, but scared to kind of admit or kind of just open up to their own emotions and choose a different one instead. Sometimes that is hate, bullying, or just sometimes just being quiet. So this one kind of pulls on that, and I think this one has an interesting dynamic to check out. I'm kind of interested as to see how I'm interested to see how Kayotaro kind of opens up. How does Anna get him to open up? What is the dynamic between the two, and what do they have in common, if anything, to kind of make that romance blossom at all? Because at the minute, I'm none the wiser to any of them, but it looks super, super fun. It sounds kind of funny as well. The artwork has a lot of kind of fun vibes, especially his kind of facial expressions compared with hers look really, really fun. This one also, from the screenshots that I've seen, it looks like it's got glorious animation as well. Out of the, all three of these actually do, especially Insomniacs After School, because of the kind of stargazing kind of dome thing. Observatory, that one, I think that one might be one of those kind of breathtaking ones. The Dangers in My Heart looks to be a gorgeous anime that's got that kind of hazy, slightly shiny, super kind of shadowy, that kind of vibe. You'll see how the pictures are up on the screen, but it looks gorgeous, and he looks super shy. He looks like he's hiding his own emotions and kind of choosing a different one, and I'm super excited to check out this one. But yeah, I think these are in no particular order, but these are ones I am itching to try out. Now that I know I've been proven wrong on whether or not I like romance anime, I'm intrigued to see what other golden gems are in the mix. There are some romance anime that I need to watch that are on my bucket list poster behind me. So I think I might have to have a little comb through and see which ones are on there for me to check out and kind of have a little search and find them. If you've got any more recommendations for romance anime similar to My Dress Up Darling, do let me know. Which ones are your favourites? Which ones should I watch? Let me know and I'll check them out. I want to know what you guys are watching as well. I want to know your recommendations. I make a lot of recommendations videos now. And I want to know what your guys are. What are your guys' recommendations as well? Let's make this a collaborative thing. But if you've enjoyed today's episode, thank you so much for watching it. Thank you for making it all the way to the end. Please do leave a rating, a review, and please do subscribe. All of those three things really do support the show, and they're free to do, they cost nothing, and they take seconds. If you're looking for any shopping for Christmas gifts, that kind of thing, there's my Etsy shop link down in the bio, the description for the video and the podcast episode, so do check that out on there. If you're wanting any anime-themed gifts for your friends, family, or loved ones. Thank you so much for checking out today's episode. Please be sure to subscribe. I am thankful for everyone that has checked out the videos and subscribed so far. It really is awesome to see everyone here, and I'm so, so happy for the support I've got on this journey so far. Thank you so much for watching today's episode. Enjoy whatever anime you'll be watching this week, whichever genre. Thank you so much for joining me on today's episode. Enjoy whatever anime you'll be watching this week, whichever series or genre it may be. Enjoy your week of anime watching. Enjoy your anime adventure. And I'll see you next week for another episode. Thank you so much. Bye-bye, guys. Hello everyone, I just thought I'd hop in here real quick to tell you all about Crunchyroll. Crunchyroll is the world's largest anime streaming platform with literally thousands of anime for you to explore, including new series such as Demon Slayer, newest One Piece, and more Jujutsu Kaisen, Chainsaw Man, all that good stuff, alongside iconic shows such as Hunter x Hunter, Naruto, Naruto Shippuden, and a whole host more. Alongside some ones that you've never even heard of, but you'll love diving into their worlds and their stories. Fans of the Chibi and Chill anime podcast can take advantage of a 7-day free trial so you can dive into as much anime as you'd like without having to properly finish, sign up, and pay. Get a 7-day free trial of Crunchyroll down below using the links in my product video descriptions and dive into a world of thousands of anime waiting for you to explore.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.